Show me your ID. If you're in the United States and you're young, you have heard this phrase many times. If you're not American, television has done it for you. I've lost count of the number of scenes in American shows and movies where you see some poor kid showing a fake ID to get alcohol for his friends. In today's episode, we're going to talk about this very American thing, fake ID. At the end of Prohibition in the 1930s, the legal drinking age was 21. Later, it dropped to 18. In 1984, the National Minimum Drinking Age Act was passed and lowered the minimum legal drinking age to 21. By 1988, all states had adopted the minimum age. Why the need for a fake ID? Fake IDs are the product of a strict environment. It's more than just a desire to get drunk and party. It's a way to rebel against a system that allows you to drive at 16, but be legally considered an adult at 21. Since then, fake IDs have become an American cultural artifact. In Hollywood, many celebrities joke about using fake IDs when they were younger. Kendall and Kylie Jenner, Olivia Rodrigo, Christian Bale all used fake IDs to party and drink alcohol. In most cases, possession of a fake ID is a victimless crime. But people who use fake IDs face legal action. In some states, such as Florida and Illinois, using a fake ID is a serious offense. This day, the United States is the only country in the world who gets the highest minimum drinking age of 21. And nowadays, getting a fake ID is much harder. As real IDs have improved, even if you have a high-quality fake ID, there's a good chance that the bouncers at the bar or the liquor store clerk will be able to easily figure out that it's not real. Because I've seen it all. That's a wrap for today. Stay tuned for another episode of the My Rent Podcast, the only podcast to explain what's being said and what's happening only in America.